This program has been described by AudioVision. For information on over 400 video and audio titles, call toll-free 1-866-966-7667 or visit our accessible website, www.audiovisioncanada.com. The contents of this program are protected by copyright and may not be duplicated or used for any commercial purpose without the express written consent of the copyright holders. A Mongrel Media presentation with narrative description by AudioVision Canada. Someone inspects a cello-wrapped strip of brightly colored condoms.
I think a relationship is a lot like a condom. You look out at the world, and from behind your transparent shield, you feel safe and snug.
The person holds up an open safety pin.
Your relationship is strong. Yours is the one that won't break.
The end of the pin moves closer to one of the condoms and punctures it. AD Pictures presents a Parsley production. Starring Megan Dunlop.
You'll find place to start. You ain't cut the cards.
Michael LeBlanc. Parsley Days.
Now I'm so impressed. You
have a young woman rides her bicycle along a pathway through a park. Marla McLean and Kenneth Wilson Harrington. Marsha Connolly and Shannon Cunningham. Vanessa Maximilian and Bruce Godfrey.
Hello down there.
Seated on a toilet, the young woman unwraps a pregnancy testing kit. She unfolds the instructions and glances over them. Tossing the instructions on the floor, she removes the tester from its box and unwraps it. She holds the tester in her stream of urine. Outside, a young man waits on her bicycle at the foot of the front steps.
Kate, come on, Kate. I think we're late. I want to take you out on a date. Kate, come on, Kate.
Kate waits for the tester's results.
I want to take you out.
Timing the process on her watch.
Come on, Kate.
Kate pulls up her pants.
Come on, Kate. I think we're late. Come on, Kate. I think we're late. I'm gonna take you out on a pretty little date. Kate.
Kate comes out of the house.
Come on, let's go. Kate.
That's great.
The young man, Ollie, turns the bike around. And Kate straddles it. Sitting on the seat, Ollie grips Kate's waist, and she pedals away. Kate cycles along the street with Ollie riding double behind her.
I remember when we fell in love. It was at the lake the summer we met.
Kate remembers.
We knew that we had found a soulmate, the person who we would embark on a journey with, a journey of love that would last a lifetime.
Kate and Ollie walk their canoe into the shallows. In Kate's memory, they lie together in the bottom of the canoe, sleeping in the sun, her head on his shoulder. Later, Kate rocks the canoe from side to side, trying to tip Ollie into the water. Later still, they lie in the bottom of the canoe, kissing tenderly. Shielding the lovers from view, the canoe floats across the surface of the lake. Back in the present, Kate steers the bike across the street. Rounding a corner, Kate coasts down a lane. She stops at an intersection. A blonde teenager rides by on a bike with high rider handlebars. He stares intently at Kate as he passes. Kate watches him ride away with Ollie's hands clasped over her belly. Kate and Ollie ride on. Later.
But when you least expect it, you could be faced with a major problem, not to mention a potentially dangerous situation.
A young man knits during Kate's lecture.
A flat tire. You can get these at any bike store, but be careful not to use anything sharp because you could puncture the inner tube.
He holds up a knitting needle.
Don't use one of these, right, Kate?
That would be a bad idea. Noah, this sweater looks great. It's going to be beautiful.
If it doesn't fit my nephew, I'll keep you in mind.
I've brought in a bunch of different types of inner tubes because you could easily get the wrong one.
Here, why don't I hand those up for you?
Sure, thanks, Noah.
As Noah distributes the inner tubes, two senior citizens wheel their tandem bike into the classroom.
What did we miss, Kate?
We've done 10 miles this morning already.
Frank's such a fibber. We bumped into your beau. Came by to give you this.
Kate's
thanks,
purse.
Anna.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers. Where'd you find him?
In high school. I'm a cradle robber. We met in high school. Okay, let's get back to the flat tire.
I thought we were doing brakes today.
It says in the schedule we're doing brakes.
We'll do brakes next week.
You've been together since high school? Are you two lifers or what?
Just like me and Frank.
Kate's getting married?
No.
Good. I was going to propose to you.
Turning her back on the class, Kate pulls the pregnancy tester from her pocket and mouths the word shit.
After you've made sure that the rim is clean, you're ready to put the inner tube on, but be careful because you can actually pop it when you're poking the dickity-doo through the hole.
The dickity-doo is actually called a spile. It says so in chapter 3.
Thanks, Jolene. Be careful when you're poking the spile through the hole of the rim.
Spilester. The hole is called a spilester.
What a know-it-all.
Jolene glares at Noah, who smiles at Kate. After class, Kate waits in a parking lot by her bike. Glances at her watch. Leaving her bike propped against the curb, she walks away. In the woods, two young lovers stand embracing each other in a long kiss.
Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera?
If that's Kate. Hi. Oh, right. I did forget.
She mouths, I forgot.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I just... Oops.
Don't go.
I have to meet Kate.
I want you to stay.
I'm late.
No problem. Everything's copacetic.
Just get one more.
Taking a camera from his pocket, he holds it at arm's length and snaps a picture of them kissing.
Lila was in love for the first time. You know how I know for sure?
How?
Because we kiss with our eyes open.
Okay.
You know what you see when you look deep into your lover's eyes while you're kissing?
A cyclops?
You see their soul, Kate. You see the truth. At that moment, you are one being. That's how I know that this time, I'm in love.
Kate returns to the parking lot.
I knew Lila was in love because she was always late.
Kate glances at her handlebars.
My bell's gone.
Sitting down on the curb, she props her chin on one hand, waiting.
I'm sorry.
You are way too late to be forgiven.
I know. But I'm here now.
My bicycle bell got stolen because of you.
Please don't be mad. Are you mad?
No.
Really?
Really.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
You're positive?
I'm pregnant.
Good. I'm so sorry. I just lost track. What did you just say?
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, Kate. You're pregnant? I can't believe you told me like this.
Let's go.
Well, what did the doctor say?
Did you go to the doctor? Have you told Ollie? You haven't, have you?
In a bargain store, Kate and Lila sort through racks of clothing.
What about this? It's not bad.
Kate steps into the skirt and pulls it up over her studded pea-green pants.
I can't believe I'm pregnant.
Yeah. You two are doing so well.
Well, Ollie is the king of contraception.
Ollie sits beneath a sign that reads King of Contraception.
That is so ugly. It's only $2. I'm gonna get it.
Lila pulls a skirt off a rack and tries it on over her jeans.
Lila, I'm gonna have to get the abortion as soon as possible.
What are you, about 4 or 5 weeks now?
At the most.
Those are fantastic.
Kate picks up a pair of sneakers.
You're going to have to wait 3 more weeks. That's if you can get an appointment.
I can't wait 3 weeks. I can't believe I have to wait until I'm more pregnant. It's crazy.
At the changing rooms.
You're not going to try all these things on, are you?
I'll be fast, I promise. You know what they're going to ask you if you go have an ultrasound?
What?
If you want to know if you're going to have twins or not. What do you think?
It's ugly. I can't believe they ask that.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of women reconsider when they think they're going to have twins. It's so comfortable.
Keep going.
Lila returns to her changing room.
I can't wait 3 weeks.
When are you going to tell Ollie? Eh?
I wouldn't wear it, but you're into that sort of thing.
Lila goes back in.
I'm not going to tell him.
You have to. You've been lovers for so long. Don't you ever think about it?
I guess I've thought about it.
For you?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
It'd be funny.
Nope.
I think you're underestimating Ollie. He's incredible. You're really lucky. If you think he's gonna freak, he's not.
Kate takes the dress from Lila and enters the changing room.
Oh, Kate, it's beautiful.
It's hideous.
I'd consider having a kid with Jack. We've only been together for 56 days, so I guess it'd be a love child.
That's itchy. I have to take it off.
I like that. Jack and Lila's love child. You two would make fabulous parents. Ollie'd be a great dad. And I'm sure with both of you working, you could afford
it. Kate imagines herself wearing the hideous dress with an infant in her arms. In Kate's reverie, she and Ollie stand in their front yard behind a white picket fence, the baby in her arms, and Ollie smiling proudly.
I don't think people have love children anymore. I got pregnant. When someone gets pregnant, she didn't plan on it. You get a flat tire or you get meningitis. I couldn't wait 3 weeks. 3 weeks of hiding it from the king of contraception? I was desperate, so I called up my good friend Chloe. I knew she could help me out. Herbally speaking.
At a sidewalk fruit and vegetable stand, Chloe stuffs bunches of parsley into plastic bags. With her bicycle basket full of parsley, Chloe takes a last sprig from the stand and pops it in her mouth. After a car passes, Chloe cycles across the street. Kate stands in the park, her hands deep in her pockets, watching Chloe cycle along the path toward her.
Kate, how are you? Oh, Kate.
I'm fine.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't wait 3 weeks.
You might not have to.
Chloe collects the bags of parsley from her bike basket.
Petrosilenium sataram.
Parsley?
Petrosilenium is a diuretic, a feverfuge, a carminative, an expectorant, and most importantly for you, an emmenagogue.
What's that?
Emmenagogue. Parsley brings on menses. Your period. Parsley can give you an herbal abortion, Kate.
Do I have to eat all that?
Once you start the Parsley program, you can't stop. It's very important that you stick to it. What you're doing is changing the pH balance in your body so the fetus can't survive. Parsley is very high in acid. You have to eat as much parsley as you can manage in every form you can think of. Make parsley sandwiches, drink parsley tea, munch on it as a snack, turn it into a pasta sauce, put pasta sauce on it.
Kate stares at Chloe, dumbfounded.
It's safe to eat all that parsley?
Yeah. Parsley has more potassium, vitamin C, calcium, and iron than spinach. It's a bit of a phenomenon, herbally speaking. There's one more thing. Every night,
seated on the toilet,
before you go to bed,
Kate inserts a sprig of parsley into her vagina.
Wow, look. All this meant the paprika.
Chloe stoops to pick the herbs beside the path.
Peppermint. How's Ollie? He must be taking it pretty hard. He's so emotional.
I haven't told him yet. I'm not going to.
I really think you should tell him. This might be a difficult time for you. You'll need him.
I'll be fine. I have Lila and now you. Don't tell Pauline. I don't want everyone to know.
Of course. I won't tell anyone. I have to go meet Tanya. Allergy season. It's a busy time for us herbalists. Give me a call, Kate. Good luck. I really think you should tell Ollie. He'd be wonderful.
Chloe cycles away, leaving Kate standing in the park, loaded down with bags of parsley. Kate samples a sprig. At Ollie's office.
Were they red little raised bumps?
Yeah, kind of a weird rash. I think I was allergic to it.
Okay. So the spermicide was no good for him, and the pill was no good for you. And you tried the sponge, and that was no good for him?
And me.
And the cervical cap, no good for you. And the condoms with foam, no good for him.
I guess he just had really sensitive skin. He had that flaking problem.
Ouch. Well, we know what happened when you tried a combination of the rhythm and the withdrawal method.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, absolutely not. So what about a female condom?
Remember, I had that weird...
Oh, right. My girlfriend had the same problem.
Ollie shows Jolene a photo of Kate.
Okay, so, well, other than an IUD, Norplant, or Depo-Provera, the diaphragm's the only thing you haven't tried yet. So, what'll it be?
I guess I'll try the diaphragm.
Plucking a diaphragm from a statuette on his desk, Ollie flies it over to Jolene's waiting hand.
Oh my God, it's so huge. I had no idea.
So you want the good news or the bad news first?
Bad.
Well, the diaphragm has a 49% success rate.
When Jolene stares at him, confused, he rechecks his figures.
Oops, I mean 94%. I'm a bit numerically dyslexic.
Cool.
Jolene looks adoringly at Ollie. Out on the street.
Thank you so much, Ollie.
I just hope it works out.
See you later.
Kate!
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Jolene. How are your spitsters?
It's Spilestar.
You two know each other?
Jolene's taking my class.
Whatever. See you later, Ollie.
Bye. Let's go. I want to show you my spilesters.
She doesn't like me very much.
Everyone likes it.
She doesn't. But she sure likes you, though.
She's having birth control problems.
No, she isn't. She's a crush on the king of contraception. Creepy.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Isn't she a little young for you?
She came in for a diaphragm.
Oh, sure. Could I have a diaphragm, Mr. Contraception? Please?
Kate pushes off on her bike, standing on the pedals with Ollie riding double on the seat. As Kate breaks to a halt, the blonde kid on the high rider cycles past defiantly, cutting her off.
Ding the bell.
It's gone. It was stolen.
Kate and Ollie move on across the intersection.
Sandra?
At a club, a band performs on stage.
Do you remember when, several years ago, you walked around with me?
Kate and Ollie and their friends sit at a table in a corner next to the dance floor.
It's a small rubber cup about this big. Actually, I have one on me right now.
Kate eats the parsley from her drink.
You'll never have to use a tampon again.
What's it called?
The Keeper.
The Keeper? I've never heard of it.
You know about The Keeper.
No, I don't.
I taught it in my do-it-yourself gynecology class. The one you took. Where we met.
Really? I don't remember. Go on, Ollie.
You two met in a DIY gyno class? You know, that is so romantic.
It's probably why you can't remember anything.
How do I get one of these?
What are they talking about?
If you want.
Keeper.
I'm the regional.
It's a menstrual product, forget it. I wish we could leave female genitalia at home once in a while. Well, I want to hear about it. Switch seats with me.
Lila moves over to sit beside Ollie, and Kate reluctantly slides over beside Jack.
Alone at last?
How's it going, Jack?
I want you to know that of all of Lila's friends, you're my favorite.
That's great.
You know what they say about parsley, don't you?
Yep.
It sweetens the breath.
It's also an emmenagogue.
Really? What's that?
Oh, it's birth control.
Really?
Kate had that exact same problem.
Ollie?
Oops.
It's okay, Kate.
We won't tell.
Ollie, please don't use me as an example.
Sorry, Kate.
Pauline has a new art show coming up.
I need volunteers.
I'll do it.
Only women, Ollie. Although, maybe I could make one exception.
Woo!
Okay, everybody. The next song is the big dance contest. Whoever wins gets a big prize. And Andrea, why don't you be the judge?
Kate's friends move out onto the dance floor.
One, two, three, four.
Ollie drags Kate onto the dance floor, too. Chloe and Pauline dance together.
She's crying in her bedroom all alone. She's never felt so desperately. She promises.
Lila and Jack sway with their arms around each other.
She's gonna do herself in and be free. But she knows that it don't end here. Cause she knows.
Ollie shimmies and shakes in front of Kate.
She's stepping out,
stepping out
on the scene.
On the scene.
She's saying, look out high. This is how it's gonna be. She's stepping out,
stepping out
on the scene.
On the scene.
She's saying, you won't even recognize me. That girl is holding his hand.
Kate gazes unenthusiastically at Ollie as she dances.
She's got a photograph.
I can't feel anything anymore.
Kate pictures herself dancing bundled up in a toque, scarf, and parka. Then she returns to reality.
She's stepping out,
stepping out
on the scene.
On the scene.
She's saying, look out, honey, this is how it's gonna be. She's
stepping out
on the scene.
On the scene.
She's saying, you won't even recognize me.
Later, Jack and Ollie join Chloe and Pauline at the table and look out across the dance floor.
I love watching people dance. Watching women dance is the coolest. They're such great dancers.
Pardon?
I love women. When there's a woman in my life, everything is perfect.
I love Kate.
Kate's a woman.
Jack sips a beer and stares at Chloe and Pauline chatting.
How are you two? Are you in love? You're in love, I can tell. You're such great dancers, tearing off the dance floor. Wow.
Thanks. Freak. You can't really blame him for his era.
I can.
Ollie watches Kate dancing.
Can you see me up above? Can you see me up above?
A medallion reading I Love Kate hangs around Ollie's neck. Back at the lake, the canoe floats across the water.
No matter who you are or who you're with, we are all ultimately alone.
Kate and Ollie lie in each other's arms in the bottom of the canoe. In the present, Kate lies awake in bed beside Ollie. Stirring, she picks up a bag of parsley. Pulling out a sprig, she contemplates it. Kate glances over at Ollie, asleep beside her. Then she tears off a piece of parsley and begins chewing. The next morning, a note on a table reads, "Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hugs and kisses, Lila." The toaster pops up two slices of toast. Seated at the table in Lila's yard, Kate fills a cup with sprigs of parsley. Then she steeps them in hot water from a teapot.
How's the parsley diet?
It's not a diet.
I hope it works out for you, Kate. How are you?
I am in love on a roller coaster. Jack's my Ollie.
I think they're a little different, actually.
Do you know how I know? That I'm in love.
Kate points to her eyes.
It's not just that. Everything is different this time. Jack is the first person that I've ever gone out with that didn't start as an affair on the last person that I went out with. All those affairs, they weren't anything about love. I'm so sure of this. And also, I used his name as a password for the computer. That is the epitome of in-loveness. And we sleep together entwined, like we're pretzels. I've never slept with anyone
Kate
like that
Kate tunes
before.
Lila out, imagining herself at the table in her toque and parka.
Kate? You're going to have to tell him that you're pregnant.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm not in love with him anymore.
What?
I'm going to break up with him.
Kate, if you told him you were pregnant, you wouldn't feel this way. This is the pregnancy talking, not you. I'm sure this is just a phase. You shouldn't make any decisions right now. Kate, this is Ollie. Ollie? Kate? Oh, I forgot. Jack's here. I know we were going to have breakfast, just the two of us, but he really wanted to see you. I hope you don't mind. I'm really, really sorry. And don't tell him about the breakup. Jack.
Hey, you. How's the fabulous and esoteric Kate?
Esoteric?
Kate is feeling a little tactile defensive these days.
Right on.
Jack was asking about the amenagogue.
Lila!
No problem, Kate. I fully support you.
Did Jack tell you about the book he's making? It's a photograph book featuring us.
You'll never guess what it's called.
Jack and Lila.
Jack snaps another picture of them.
I have to go.
Oh, Kate, stay.
I'm meeting my sister.
Why don't you invite her to join us?
Ignoring Jack, Kate leaves. As Kate walks along the sidewalk, she stops to face the blonde kid on the high rider. He stares at her dreamily. As Kate walks on, he rides slowly past her, staring intently into her eyes. Kate rounds the corner to find the seat missing from her bike. Gazing at the bare seat post, she squats beside the bike and hangs her head. Then she walks away with the bike.
Hello,
Look at that.
In the park.
That's a bee.
Kate
That's
wheels her
bee.
Bike past a woman sitting on
That's
a bench
a
with her daughter beside her and her baby
oh,
on her lap.
Look at this. It's
Hi.
A bee. It's a bee.
Hello.
It's a big balloon. And that's
Jane.
A bee. Oh, good heavens, you scared me. Where's Ollie?
Uncle Ollie?
I thought he'd be here already. Mm-hmm. Hey, Taylor, how's it going?
Auntie Kate, I'm communicating with my caddy did. Wait.
She is such a good scientist.
The park bench is near the seesaws.
Do you purposely wear clothes that make you look unattractive?
What?
Why don't you just make yourself look attractive? Kate, you have the weirdest style. Every time I see you, you're in these bizarre pants.
They're Ollie's.
Exactly. You should let him wear them.
Ollie walks up to the bench and gives Kate a kiss.
I missed you. I woke up and you were gone.
I had to go to Lila's.
I'm glad you're here. Hey.
Hi.
Uncle Ollie.
Hi, Taylor. Hey, how are the bugs doing?
I'm almost fluent in Grasshopper. I can teach it to you if you want.
Okay, in a second. Hi, Molly. Wow, you've grown. Look at the button shirt I made for you.
Look at the button shirt. What a good idea.
Hey, you want to come and play? Come on.
Ollie takes the baby in his arms and leads Taylor away from the bench.
So, what are you doing now? You're not still fooling around with bicycles, are you?
I teach. It's important people learn how to fix their bikes. It's practical.
Kate, when are you going to go back to school?
I'm taking a course in the fall.
Are you? That's wonderful. Mom and Dad are going to be so happy, Kate. What are you taking?
I'm taking a welding course.
Welding.
Isn't it great? Kate's going to be a welder.
I want to learn how to weld.
Kate, you're smart. Smart people don't become welders.
I want to learn something that's practical.
What is more practical than becoming a civil engineer?
I never wanted to be an engineer.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that somebody cares about your future. Somebody has to.
I'm fine.
Oh, well, one thing you've got going for you is that fabulous boyfriend of yours. I have no idea how you did it, but he is utterly devoted to you. Oh, and he's so good with Molly. And she loves him. Molly loves her Uncle Ollie, don't you?
Kate, can we get one of these?
Ollie, you're so maternal. You're gonna be a stay-at-home dad, aren't you?
Digging a bunch of parsley out of her purse, Kate rips off a sprig and pops it into her mouth.
I wish my heart were harder to save me from all your sticks and stones.
Later, on a seesaw.
Do you think our relationship has a fatal flaw?
No. What's a fatal flaw?
Lila believes that for two people to be truly in love, there has to be one fatal flaw. You know, something to overcome.
Like what?
Like one of us living in another country, or one of us being a lot older, or a lot younger. Or in the case of Lila, Jack's just an idiot.
What about us?
I don't think we have one.
We're lucky.
Maybe. Do you ever doubt our relationship?
Never.
The whole time we've been together. Have you ever wanted to break up with me?
No.
What would I have to do for you to want to break up with me?
Do we have to play this game?
If I kiss someone, just kiss them, would you want to break up with me?
No. I'd get over it.
If I slept with someone?
It'd take me a long time, but if you were in love with me, we'd deal with it.
What about if I slept with someone and then got pregnant?
Kate!
Ollie stands up, letting Kate's end drop.
It's just a game, Ollie.
As Ollie sits down, raising Kate's end of the seesaw, the blonde kid rides by. Kate stares after him. In her studio, Pauline pins a large sheet of paper to the wall between the life-sized body prints of two women.
It's a collaboration. Utilizing the perception of the female body from a subjective perspective.
Wrapped in a bath towel, Kate nibbles on her parsley.
Sort of a post-colonialist pomo-homo critique using an abstraction of the female figure. Anonymous, but very personal at the same time.
Interesting, Pauline.
It's very interesting. Thanks for doing this.
What exactly do I have to do?
At his office, Ollie is working at his desk.
I'm back.
Oh. Hi, Jolene.
I'm not too thrilled with that diaphragm. It's too messy. I want to try something else.
Well, you've pretty much tried them all.
Yeah. I guess I could go back to the condoms. They weren't so bad.
Good idea.
Hey, this is just a suggestion, but I could hand out condoms at my school, you know, be the queen of contraception.
Thanks. We pretty much have all that under control, but, just wait a second. Here you go. That should last you a while.
Jolene stares at the two boxes of condoms.
See you later.
Hey, do you want to go for coffee or something? My treat.
Jolene, I can't really. I'm really busy here. I gotta do this STD poster and I got so much stuff to do, so talk to you later. Bye.
Reluctantly, Jolene stands up.
Don't forget the condoms.
Picking up the condoms, Jolene leaves. Back at Pauline's, Kate is covered in green paint. Pauline studies the body print, framing it with her paint-stained hands.
It turned out.
Kate's print hangs on the wall between the other two.
It's just a body print. Now for the collaborative part.
Standing before Kate's body print, Pauline begins to work on it.
Do you feel like your body's been hijacked?
No.
Like you're carrying around an alien or there's a monster living inside of you?
No.
You don't feel like you've been overtaken by some kind of parasite?
I can't believe Chloe told you.
She didn't. I actually remembered the Parsley thing from her DIY gyno class.
Across Kate's belly, Pauline has written the word occupied.
You can't put that.
Why not? You're the pregnant one. I need a pregnant one.
I don't want everyone to know. I'm not even telling Ollie.
I don't blame you. What a drama queen. Anyways, how's anyone ever gonna know it's you?
Ollie might.
Doubt it.
It doesn't even look pregnant.
It's the concept. This is a very conceptual piece. Ollie's amazing. You know, I think he might be a male lesbian.
Great.
He could be, you know.
You think everyone's a male lesbian?
Yeah. But Ollie's for real. He's a pretty unusual guy.
Stepping up to the print, Pauline removes two sprigs of parsley from a bag and sticks them to the body print's pubic area. Then she steps back to admire her handiwork.
How'd you guys slip up anyway?
You broke.
I thought he did that magnifying glass thing.
Pauline, you must be so bored.
Well, you've got to admit that it's pretty weird. I mean, he's the king of contraception.
Out on the street, Kate finds her bike still chained to a fence, but now both wheels are gone. Kate runs along the sidewalk. As she approaches the community center where she teaches, the blonde kid on the high rider cycles around the corner. Kate stops at the door to her classroom, and the kid slowly coasts toward her. Catching his handlebars, Kate gazes into his eyes. Stepping close to him, she places a lingering kiss on his lips. But the kiss is just a daydream, and the kid cycles past without stopping.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
We can't wait for the next chapter in the Changing the Tire saga.
My wheels were stolen.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
It's okay, we'll watch a video today.
Let's go find Kate's wheels.
It's all right, Noah.
They're gone.
You mean I'm not gonna do brakes today?
We were going to do breaks today, but I don't have anything to demonstrate on. We'll do breaks and rest prevention next week.
You're not even going to reschedule the breaks class on its own?
I don't think we have to.
It's so lame.
It's okay with me, Kate. Who needs breaks?
I can watch a video anytime. See ya.
See ya.
Jolene starts to push her bike out of the classroom.
Hey, Kate. I was reading the manual and, you taught us how to put the crank on backwards. You're a sham of a bicycle maintenance instructor. Jackson's Bikes is putting on a class if anybody wants to join me.
It's all right, Kate. The class is better off without her.
So, are you and Ollie still an item?
Yeah. Why?
Just wondering.
You two look like you'll have a long and happy life together.
We're not getting married or anything.
The other half that makes up the whole.
I am a whole person.
You'll have a lifetime of memories, just like me and Frank.
I look to your relationship with Ollie for inspiration.
And he's so good with children.
If I was ever to be with a man, I'd be with someone just like...
Ollie.
That little fellow is a good, solid man.
He's a wonderful and supportive
You're
man.
So lucky.
Uncle Ollie speaks grasshopper.
Think of your future.
A good male lesbian is hard to find.
He's a keeper, Kate.
He's the cat's ass.
Kate and Ollie.
Would everyone just shut the fuck up?
Kate's class looks up at her in stunned surprise. Later, in her bathroom.
I don't understand how you could just suddenly fall out of love.
I told you, it's been happening for a long time.
Well, there must be a reason.
Kate lies in a parsley bath.
I know there's no way that I could still be in love with Ollie.
How?
Because I had an affair on him?
I don't believe you. You'd never have an affair on Ollie.
Kate glances over at Lila.
You had an affair on Ollie? No way, with who?
In Kate's mind, the lights in her classroom are low.
I told Lila about my slow student. He couldn't get the simplest things like oiling a chain or changing a tire, so I had him come in after class for extra help. On the last day, after I taught him everything from the beginner's manual, he gave me a gift.
The slow student, the blonde kid, gives Kate a bicycle bell. Taking his hand, she pulls him toward her.
One kiss. That's all it was. It was a single kiss that sent electricity up my spine. It was incredible. But I knew it wouldn't be enough for Lila.
Just one kiss, that's it? One kiss is not an affair.
No. There's more. I slept with him, too. I got pregnant by the slow student.
How do you know?
Because of the magnifying glass routine. You know, Ollie checks the condoms.
That's right. I forgot about that. I thought you were so happy. An affair? An affair, Kate? I am so sorry. I guess you're not in love. There's no way you can be.
Kate lies in her sea of parsley, thinking. Later, Kate picks up more parsley from a sidewalk fruit and vegetable stand.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Fine.
Lila told me.
She told you?
She's really worried, asking me all about herbs good for tragic heartache. I never thought I'd have to prepare some of these for you.
Boy, you didn't have to do that.
So, who's this slow student dude anyway? St. John's wort, oat straw, chamomile, and red clover tops. It's good for breakup and depression. And don't worry, it won't react negatively to the parsley.
We haven't broken up yet.
It's going to be such a hard transition. You two have been Kate and Ollie. Kate and Ollie for so long.
The slow student sounds like quite the Casanova.
Okay, do you want to talk about it?
Kate's reverie transports her to an after-class session with the slow student.
It was beyond my control. I was overcome with desire.
Setting a bicycle wheel aside, Kate leans forward and kisses the slow student. The candles on the workbench cast a romantic glow over the room.
So what happened to the slow student? Are you guys going to get together now or what?
No. He learned all the basics and I never heard from him again.
Look, these are for you. This is so upsetting. Ollie's gonna die.
He will, Kate. He will die of a broken heart. He'll be destroyed.
Chloe, stop. I still don't know what's going to happen.
I always thought you'd break up with Ollie.
Pauline. We haven't broken up.
Because of Kate and Ollie. Kate and Ollie. Everyone always says Kate and Ollie instead of Ollie and Kate. Rick and Rita.
Your parents?
Jack and Lila instead of Lila and Jack.
They're in love.
Yeah. Mr. I Love Women is going to break up with her. We all know she'll be better off.
That's terrible.
What about you two?
What about us?
What about us? We answered the question.
You had to ask.
We're the odd exception. No one says our name is a unit. Lucky us.
Chloe and Pauline grin smugly at Kate.
Chloe and Pauline. Chloe and Pauline.
On the lake.
Chloe and Pauline could be lifers.
No way. Pauline has a major wandering eye.
The only lifers I know are Frank and Edna.
Who?
From my class. They ride a tandem bike. They're seniors, and they're so inseparable. I'm pretty sure they're high school sweethearts, and they're still so in love. Imagine being able to look back at an entire lifetime of sharing everything with a single person.
On the beach.
So why isn't there a male birth control pill?
It's a trust issue, Jack. Women are the ones getting pregnant, so they're not going to trust a man who says he's on the pill. And more importantly, historically, men have been the ones conducting all the research.
It's crazy, you know. There are a lot of men like me who'd be into it. Let me know if they come up with one. Maybe they'll need some volunteers for the drug trials.
Really? That's great.
I have so much respect for women and their bodies. If you're gonna make love, you've got to make love responsibly. You know all about that, though, I guess.
You're going to break his heart, Kate. The two of them are getting along so well now. I don't have the heart to tell Jack two of you are breaking up.
Kate and Lila float on rubber inner tubes.
What do you know about the Eminagogues?
What?
Eminagogues.
Never heard of them.
I can't believe you don't know what Eminagogues are.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, they're a new form of birth control. Better get on it, Ollie. I mean, you're the king of condoms. I'm gonna go visit the girls. You wanna come?
No, actually, I'll just read for a little while.
Suit yourself.
Jack runs across the beach down to the water.
Later days, Willie Mays.
What are you going to do about the slow student?
It's over.
He might try and pursue you now that you're a single woman.
He knew it was just an affair.
I have a theory about your bike.
I think the slow student is stealing your bike parts, Kate.
Impossible. He's trying to communicate with you. That's why he took the bell first. I know how the obsessive mind of an affairee works.
Jack pretends to trip.
Saved by two beautiful mermaids.
Jack!
Kiss me.
How's your book coming along?
Just fine.
Grimacing, Kate pushes away from Jack and Lila. As she drifts across the water, Kate looks back at Ollie.
If you wave, then we won't break up.
Ollie waves to her from the beach. Kate waves back listlessly. Later, in her bathroom, Kate pours hot water over several cups of parsley that are lined up on top of the toilet tank.
6 o'clock news update. I'm Booge McPherson.
There's been a striking rise in the number of broken hearts in the greater metro area. This past week, 4 people have died of broken hearts after their significant others broke up with them. Medical professionals believe that the broken hearts could have been avoided had the breaker-uppers been more honest with their loved ones in the weeks, in some cases months, before the breakup event.
Kate sits on the toilet, guilt-stricken.
Now, firefighters in the north end of the city had a bit of a scare this afternoon when a cat got...
Kate walks through the park, nibbling parsley.
Don't remember them this cold. Not even the prank.
Ollie sits on a park bench, making hand-stamped greeting cards.
Past the time.
Features a print of a birthday cake on the front.
Take away the shade.
Ollie is sitting by the seesaws when Kate walks up to him.
Hey.
Don't look.
What are you doing out here?
Nothing.
Getting up, Ollie takes Kate in his arms and kisses her. Later on the seesaw.
If you were with someone else, other than me, who do you think you'd be with?
No one.
Oh, come on. Who would you want to be with?
You're the one I want to be with. You're my favorite human in the whole world.
But if we weren't together?
But we are.
Pretend we're not.
I can't.
Try.
If we weren't together, I'd probably have a huge crush on you, and I wouldn't be able to be with anyone else.
Imagine, for the sake of this game, we'd never met. I don't exist. Who could you see yourself with?
You.
Okay, what if I was on life support, and the only way to get me off was to answer the question?
Pauline.
Pauline?
Yeah, but only to get you off life support.
I can't believe you'd be with that bad conceptual artist freak show.
That's a little harsh.
Well, it's not as though you'll get together with her anyway.
Kate, you're getting jealous over a situation that is totally hypothetical.
Ollie, I'm not jealous.
If you get off the seesaw, then we're going to break up.
Ollie gets off the seesaw. Kate watches him walk away. Kate sits on her bathroom floor, flipping through photographs in an open cigar box on her lap.
When you think you're near the end, try to go back to the beginning.
Kate pulls a chain out of the box and looks at it. The medallion at the end of the chain reads, "I love Ollie." Kate's mind drifts back to her first days with Ollie.
I love you more than all the clouds in the sky.
I love you more than all the rain that falls from those clouds.
Kate remembers them cycling down the street, riding double on her bike. Ollie with his arms around her waist, whispering in her ear, making her smile.
I love you more than all the waves and all the lakes, ponds, seas, oceans, and puddles.
I love you more than all the sunrises and sunsets the earth has ever seen.
In Kate's memory, she and Ollie walk their red canoe out into the calm blue waters of the lake. Kate remembers Ollie's "I Love Kate" medallion hanging around his neck. Jars of parsley sit in the window of Kate and Ollie's bedroom.
Why can't you stay?
Down below, as she walks across the yard, past the canoe, Kate stops to look back up at the window. Ollie looks down at her. Unhappily, Kate turns and walks away. Ollie watches her walk out of the yard. Pensive, Ollie sits down on the bed. At Pauline's studio, he stands before his body print.
It doesn't really go with the theme.
I don't know.
kind of sticks out.
Maybe.
His bare chest green, Ollie bumps into Pauline.
Yeah, you're right. It kind of sticks out.
Backing away, Ollie faces the print again.
It's Kate's birthday today.
Oh, really?
She left really early, and I didn't get a chance to say happy birthday.
I didn't know it was her birthday. Wish her a good one for me.
Hey, I got something for you.
Ollie hands Pauline an invitation.
Can you and Chloe come?
How sweet.
I want to make it really special.
A surprise? I'll ask.
You should be there. For Kate.
Kate really doesn't know how lucky she is.
I should go.
As Ollie bends to pick up his clothing, he looks at the other green body print.
Kate.
He sees the word occupied written across Kate's belly.
Oh, Kate.
Ollie?
She's occupied. Oh, my gosh. She's pregnant, isn't she? She's pregnant, isn't she?
You two should talk.
This is unbelievable! She's pregnant!
You are truly a freak of nature.
Ollie walks out of Pauline's into the street. There's a spring in his step as he sets off along the sidewalk. Ollie performs a slow pirouette and walks on. Smiling in the sunshine, he imagines himself standing in their yard with Kate holding up their baby. Ollie runs his fingers along the rungs in a balustrade as he walks past a neighbor's porch.
And last but not least, this goes out to someone who's an expert knitter. And although he isn't a cycling enthusiast, he hasn't missed a single class. Someone with a great sense of humor and a very lucky nephew.
Who, me?
Kate hands Noah his graduation scroll.
Good job. Congratulations, everyone. I really enjoy teaching this class, and I hope you all learned something about bicycle maintenance. Oh, and by the way, I did teach the right way how to put a crank on.
Of course. Kate, we have a surprise for you. Drum roll, please.
Frank and Edna wheel in a bike. The bike's frame is covered in a knitted sweater.
It might not be as snazzy as your old bag.
But it'll never get a cold.
It's beautiful. Noah, you shouldn't have. Bike sweater? Wow. Thank you so much.
Kate gives Noah a hug.
When I realized my nephew Mikey wasn't going to fit into it, I transformed it for you.
Kate, let's party.
Out in the street, the remains of Kate's bike hang from a fence with vines growing around the bare frame. Ollie spots the bike as he walks by. Crouching to examine the wreck, he looks over it closely. Then he sits on the sidewalk, covering his mouth in shock.
Ollie! Ollie!
Jolene walks up.
Kate's bike. This is terrible.
Yeah, what a drag. I started handing out some of the condoms you gave me. I guess I'm unofficially the queen of contraception.
You don't really have to do that, you know.
I know, but I want to. Do you want to go for coffee or something, or we could go for a bike ride?
I don't have a bike. It was always Kate's bike. What kind of a monster would do a thing like this?
Guess what? I don't need birth control anymore. My boyfriend and I broke up.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, it's not.
Oh. Well, congratulations then. I'm gonna go report this.
He was cheating on me. He had an affair.
Sounds like you're a lot better off without him.
Hey, Ollie. Kate is fucking my boyfriend.
What?
I know she's pregnant.
found this in our class.
Ollie picks up the tester.
She's pregnant with my boyfriend's baby.
Kate is pregnant, but not with your cheesy, greasy-haired, adolescent peach fuzz boyfriend's baby. Trust me.
As Jolene walks away, Ollie clutches the pregnancy tester to his chest.
I feel like I have to decide right now whether or not to be with him for the rest of my life.
Kate's students dance at their party.
Can I give you some advice? You'll be with each other for as long as you need to. Life is too short. I'm all for moving on.
How can you say that? You and Frank are lifers. You're the most amazing couple I know. When Ollie and I break up, I feel as though I might be losing the chance to be like you two.
Frank and I are still in the honeymoon phase. I met the love of my life at 72.
Edna envisions herself on the dance floor in Frank's arms.
Summertime.
Edna stands at the edge of the dance floor, and Frank walks toward her. Slipping into each other's arms, they join the other dancers. Kate wheels her new bike from the room. Outside, she straddles the bike. We'll wanna stick together. Then she pedals away. Kate stops at a gate.
I have to tell Ollie everything. The next time I come back here, I will have told Ollie everything.
Kate rides away.
The next time I pass this fire hydrant, it will be as an honest citizen. This is the last time I cross this street as a liar.
Kate stops by her own front steps.
The next time I feel the outside air, I will have redeemed myself.
Getting off her bike, she pauses at the front door.
I resolve that the next time I leave this house, I will have told Ollie the whole truth.
Kate bursts into their apartment.
Kate.
Ollie, I have to talk to you right now.
Kate?
I have to talk to you. Ollie, I've been a terrible person, and I've been hiding things from you.
Kate, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. It's really not okay.
Wearing party hats, no, Kate's sister and friends are hiding behind the furniture.
I've been lying to you, and there's some things I have to tell you.
I'm partly responsible.
No, you're not. Well, you are, sort of. Ollie, you're my best friend, and there's some things you should know. I feel like I've been living in my head for so long now.
Surprise!
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 Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Auntie Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Chloe hugs Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
But it's the 12th today.
My birthday's on the 21st.
Oh, shoot.
Well, Ollie said it was today.
Ollie's a little numerically dyslexic. We can always postpone it. Have it on the 21st.
We're all here now.
We should at least have the cake.
Oh, come on, Kate. What's wrong with two parties? Let's go.
Pauline, I'll help you, okay?
As everyone else prepares to party, Kate gazes around the room.
There's a reason why all of these people ended up here today.
Happy, happy.
They need to hear me tell the truth.
Happy, happy birthday.
I have to tell everyone the truth.
Happy, happy birthday.
I have to do this now.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy,
Lila walks happy, toward Kate, bearing happy, a birthday cake happy, decorated happy with burning birthday. Candles.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Eyes closed, Kate takes a deep breath.
I will tell the truth before anyone takes a single bite of cake.
Kate blows out the candles.
Don't eat the cake.
There's something I want to have to say. Ollie, I'm not in love with you anymore. I had an affair with a student, a slow student. And had it been love, I don't think that ever would have happened.
Ollie is stunned.
I need to be alone, Ollie. We have to break up.
Ollie drops his plate. Back from her daydream, Kate looks at her friends standing before her with their plates of cake. She digs her fork into her own piece and starts eating.
Mmm, it was really good.
I'm a chicken.
Even though it's not your birthday, I want to propose a toast to my greatest friend. I hope you don't mind, but I went through your memory box and I found the first love letter that I ever wrote for you 5 years ago. I want to read this because I'm still as in love and infatuated with you as I was then. Dear Kate, when we kissed for the first time, I felt like I had just woken up from a sleep that had lasted my entire
Ollie,
life.
Ollie, I have a confession to make. I kissed the slow student. But that's all. We only kissed. Once. I guess I sort of had an affair.
Technically, that's really not an affair.
Excuse me, but who is the slow student?
The door swings open, and the slow student wheels in Kate's old bike, fully restored.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to drop this off. Kate, everything's there. I put it back together myself. I think I did a pretty good job.
Thanks for the bike.
I'll be going now. I'm sorry about your bike, Kate. I guess my girlfriend kind of had her way with it.
Sheepishly, he withdraws.
I gather that was the slow student?
AKA the affair?
We only kissed. Once.
You never slept together?
Kate shakes her head.
How did you get pregnant then?
The guests glance at Ollie. Later, Kate and Ollie sit in their canoe out in the yard.
I could feel you drifting away. I was just trying to keep us together. I know it was a terrible thing to do, but it worked. My timing was perfect, Kate. You don't spend 5 years with someone and not know when they ovulate.
Ollie, I don't know when I ovulate. I can't believe you poked holes in our condoms.
It was just one condom. I knew exactly when it would happen. I thought if you got pregnant, that it was meant to be.
You are going to burn in birth control hell.
I know.
Remember the summer we first met? We used to go to the lake every weekend.
And you'd always rock the boat, try to make me fall out.
You weren't going to fall out.
We're so lucky, Kate, that we found each other. Let's leave the one kiss with the slow student behind us. Think of the future. We're meant to be together. Forever.
Ollie, I have something to say.
What is it?
Kate remembers lying asleep on Ollie's chest in the bottom of the canoe as it floats across the lake.
I'm not in love with you anymore.
dumbfounded. Ollie lowers his eyes to stare into the bottom of the canoe. Later, Kate lies on Ollie's chest in the bottom of the canoe in the middle of the yard.
How do you know?
I just do.
Ollie puts his arms around Kate.
We spent the night in the canoe and lay together for a long time until the neighbors started asking questions.
In the early morning rain.
If they hadn't come along, we probably would have spent the night again. When you think it might be the last time you hold a person, you want to make sure you remember exactly how it feels.
My pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home. Lord, I miss my loved one so.
To leave a message for Kate, press 1. For Ollie, press 2.
Out on runway number 9.
Hi, Kate. It's Chloe. I'm so sorry.
At a hospital waiting room, a nurse approaches Kate, utters a few words to her, then walks away.
Now the liquor tasted good. And the
didn't come to the abortion with me. I didn't want him to. I would have gone alone, but Lyle insisted that she come. She had just broken up with Jack, and I think she didn't want to be alone. Lyle found out that Jack's book, Jack and Lyle, was to be the next in a long line of books. Even though things were actually copacetic between them, she couldn't bear to think that she was just a part of a series that would go on and on.
One night, Kate and Lila sit around a fire on the beach. From a stack of photographs, Lila shows Kate a picture of Jack kissing her and tosses it into the fire. As the flames lick the edges of the paper, the photograph curls up from the heat. Kate drapes an arm around her friend's shoulder, and they both gaze into the fire.
And it seems that Jack was already working on his next book.
Jack and Kate's sister, Jane, gaze into each other's eyes.
And I'm stuck here on the ground.
The slow student faces Jolene as she sits astride his high rider.
The slow student and Jolene were able to put the one kiss behind them.
Taking her popsicle from her mouth, Jolene offers it to her boyfriend. He sucks the popsicle. Then hands it back to Jolene.
So I'd best be on my way.
Dropping it to the sidewalk, Jolene wraps an arm around his neck and gives him a long, slow kiss. Back in the waiting room,
Ollie gave this to me to give to you. He said it's important that you read it before you go in. He made it.
Lila hands Kate a hand-lettered pamphlet titled Other Things to Think About While You Have an Abortion. Kate opens the cover and begins reading. The first page reads, Good luck, love, Ollie.
Life's all the same.
Think about eating your favorite food. Or about wildflowers. About walking on a beach or lying in the grass. going somewhere, discovering a place where you've never gone before.
Ready for you.
Okay.
Lila hugs Kate.
Okay.
As Kate heads down the hospital hallway, she remembers walking the canoe into the lake.
I think we should make a promise to each other.
Okay.
Let's promise that no matter where we are or who we're with, we come back to this exact spot on this exact day. 10 years from now.
I promise.
I promise.
On the mirror-like surface of the lake, Kate and Ollie sit facing each other in their red canoe. Then they vanish. A light breeze gently ripples the surface of the lake beneath a brilliant blue sky. Written, directed, and photographed by Andrea Dorfman. This described version of Parsley Days was created by Audio Vision Canada. The narrative description was written by Bill Williams, narrated by Valerie Hunter, and produced by Marco Soren. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audio Vision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast, in order of appearance, Kate, Megan Dunlop, Ollie, Michael LeBlanc, Slow Student, Bruce Godfrey, Noah, Nobu Edelman, Jolene, Vanessa Maximilian, Frank, Harvey Seasons, Edna, Connie Eaton, Lila, Marla McLean, Chloe, Marcia Connolly, Bandleader, Paul Galliunas, Pauline, Shannon Cunningham, Jack, Kenneth Wilson Harrington, Jane, Tara Doyle, Taylor, Lise Cormier, Baby Molly, Lily Kirk. Producers, Andrea Dorfman, Kimberly Boyd. Associate producer, Marcia Connolly. Production manager, Maureen Strickland. Editor, Scott Simpson. Production designer, Marcia Connolly. Original music composition, Robert Benvey, Ian McGettigan. Music supervisor, Colin McKenzie. Songs, Are We Waiting, I'm So Excited, The Real Stuff, and Camera Shy, written and performed by Mike O'Neill. Airplane and Walking Through Air, written by Paul Galliunas and Elijah Aaron, performed by Piggy. She's Stepping Out, written by Paul Galliunas, performed by Piggy. North Window, written by Mike O'Neill, performed by the Inbreds. Laying Blame, written by Chris Murphy, Patrick Pentland, Andrew Scott, Jay Ferguson, performed by Sloan. Falling Bodies and Part His Rays, written by Michael LeBlanc, performed by Slow Lover. Easy Living and Dressing Down, written by Jason McIsaac and Andrew Watt, performed by the Heavy Blinkers. All That's Left Are Waves, written by Jason McIsaac, performed by the Heavy Blinkers. Petite Fille, written by Michael LeBlanc, Nobu Edelman, and Victoria Kent, performed by Rick of the Skins. The Longest Winter, written by Julie Doiron, performed by Julie Doiron and the Wooden Stars. Early Morning Rain, written by Gordon Lightfoot, performed by Jennifer Pierce and Andrew Glencross. This production was produced with the support of the Canada Council for the Arts and the participation of Telefilm Canada and the Canadian Film and Video Production Tax Credit and the Atlantic Filmmakers Cooperative Open Grant Program. Copyright 2000 AD Pictures.